Hey, it's Madison the Black Eagle, and here's a highlight from today's show. Hey, do me a favor. Come right back to me. Thank you. Whoa, wow, it's 8 o'clock here. Boy, where's the time gone? Now, let me tell you what you're about to hear. I mean, I'm going to tell you, these folks, they going after women. They are shooting people. What you are about to hear is a congressperson, right?
Yes.
Adam
Kinzinger.
Kinzinger, who shared voicemails, and these are from Donald Trump supporters. I want you to listen carefully.
He's on the January 6th committee.
Yes. He's a Republican. And by the way,
exactly,
decided not to run again. And I'm going to tell you why they do this. It's intimidation. Trying to intimidate him to keep him from doing what he is constitutionally required to do, what he swore, took an oath to do. That's number one. And let me also tell you what they're doing. Trying to intimidate you and you and you for running from public office. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. Trying to keep good people out of office. Now, and I'll say this. Now you know how civil rights activists felt. Now you know how Dick Gregory felt. Now you know how Martin Luther King Jr. felt. Now you know how Rosa Parks felt, Fannie Lou Hamer felt, Meg Evers felt, and the countless unnamed folk who put their lives on the line simply to have the same basic rights as everybody else. Now you know how I feel. And sometimes when I say, well, you know, especially when they were younger, no, you can't take a photograph of my child. No, you can't. No, we're not going to. No, because we had to protect them. We had to protect them. Now they're older, but I got grandchildren I got to protect. I mean, Shauna Renee would, dad, no, E-Jazz, sorry, her son, no, sorry, yeah. I mean, he'll be old enough soon, you know, he'll be old, later on, he'll be old enough, he'll be able to take care of himself, but these folks are crazy. And I do not mean clinically crazy. I don't know whether that young man in Highland or in Buffalo or in Charlotte, I don't know if they're clinically crazy or not. And when I say crazy, I'm talking about just plain street crazy. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, like bed bug crazy. I'm talking like these are people who don't give a damn. Now, it may be a mental illness, but let me tell you something. People who call voicemail and who are sending these threatening emails. And before emails, I'm going to tell you, when I first started off in this business, somewhere in my storage area. When I first started off in radio in Detroit, I would get, and these were days before emails and, emails and social media. People would actually sit down and write letters. I have a box full of hate mail. Boxes where people write, and sometimes they type it out, sometimes longhand. Boxes of them. And I said to them, you know what, I'm going to keep these. And I kept them. I kept them because when I'm no longer here, long gone, somebody's going to open up those boxes and you're going to hear the same hate 30 years ago. Same thing. The only difference is electronically. Listen to this. Listen.
I guess I can't say a whole lot more other than I hope you naturally die as quickly as fucking possible, you fucking piece of shit.
You backstabbing son of a bitch. Go against Trump, y'all know y'all motherfuckers are sitting up there alive like a damn dog.
Hey, you little cocksucker. Gonna come protest in front of your house this weekend.
Now back up for a moment. I just start with that. Let me tell you what you just heard, the beginning. These are the voicemails that the congressman got. These are the voicemails that he got. I can tell you, I get the same voicemails. Matter of fact, I can almost recognize the same voices. I mean, really. And some of these folk, they don't, let me tell you what happened. They don't even get to us during the show. The screener gets them. I mean, this, now you want, now could I say they're crazy? I could, and I mean street crazy. They're sick people. They really are sick. These are the people who voted for Donald Trump. These are the people who want him to be president again of the United States. These are the people who want to take over the Senate and a supermajority in the Senate and maintain and want to take over the House. These are the same people. So start all over again. Thought I'd just give you a little taste. And we'll put, this is the voicemail to a fellow Republican. Oh, wait a minute. A veteran. A man who risked his life for these very people. Listen.
I guess I can't say a whole lot more other than I hope you naturally die as quickly as fucking possible, you fucking piece of shit.
You backstabbing son of a bitch. Go against Trump, y'all know y'all motherfuckers are sitting up there alive like a damn dog.
Hey, you little cocksucker. Gonna come protest in front of your house this weekend. You know who your family is, and we're gonna get you. You little cocksucker. You cocksucking little bastard. Gonna get your wife. Gonna get your kids. You little cocksucking bastard.
You son of a bitch. You gave $200 to that black bastard that killed Ashley Babbitt. I hope somebody like him kills your nasty mom or your nasty wife. It's not a threat. It's a hope.
Wrath of the Lord God Almighty come upon you, your health, your family, your home, your livelihood. And I pray, if it be God's will, that you suffer.
You cock-sucking little bastard. We're going to get you. We know where you live. We're coming to your house. Going to get you, Mike. You little cock-sucking bastard.
You're the biggest piece of shit politician in the world. Why don't you just fucking leave and go away? And shut your fucking mouth, you piece of shit. Fuck you. You're a horrible, horrible, garbage fucking person. Fuck you, Americans are garbage.
You knew that this threat that you got is nothing but a fraud. You did it, or...
You're gonna swing for fucking treason, you communist fuck.
You little cocksucker. Are you Liz Cheney's fag hag? You two cock-sucking little bitches. We're going to get you. Coming to your house, son. Going to get you and Liz Cheney. Going to get you two little cocksuckers.
Love you, Kitzinger. I'm so glad you're leaving because you're a piece of shit. And there's my fucking message for you. You're a fucking Democratic operative and a fucking Obama dick suck. Fuck you.
Get on. Fuck everything about you, you motherfucking asshole. Fuck you, you lousy Marxist traitor. You Pelosi cuck. You and Liz Cheney can both go to hell. Fuck you, you big baby. You rotten pile of dog shit. Fuck you, you asshole. Fuck you. I hope you get terminal cancer, you motherfucking pig. Fuck you, you pig. Asshole.
There you go. There you go. Your comment, 1-866-801-8255. And they're all Trump supporters. They're all Trump supporters. That's why I say to you, they're not even going to get in on my show. They're not going to get in. Now, let me tell you, they're slick. So they'll start off with some nicety. Oh, I listen to you all the time, you know, and both sides, you know, they do it. And then you just give them a couple, give them a couple more seconds and they'll reveal themselves. As soon as I hear it, because that third ear goes up, then Daryl is signaled, dump him, and nobody hears him. And so that's why we don't get a lot of them, because some of them realize, oh, nobody's hearing them. Except in the studio, because we have an 8-second delay, so you can't get through. You just can't be heard because you're not going to use my platform. But as I was listening to that. Those voicemails. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. used to get all the time, and Medgar Evers all the time. And here's what. But understand something. Let me share this. Not share this. Let me remind you. They blew up Martin Luther King's house with his children in it. They assassinated Medgar Evers and others. Do you understand? You can't, these folk, you will say, oh, that's just voicemail. That isn't. People actually followed through. And in this day and age, you don't know who they are. You do not know who they are. They can be standing right next to you in a Starbucks. You don't know who they are. And you don't have to be a civil rights activist. Excuse me. You can be a young man jogging in a neighborhood who happened to stop in and looked at an unfinished house. Remember that case? And then you continue jogging down the street, and a group of men get in a pickup truck and murder you. Remember, you can be asleep in your bed, and somebody with a badge and a uniform and the authority just kill you. This is, by the way, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is not new. This is not new. This is and this is directed by people who want to keep the, who want to undo the, who just basically want to do what? Put Donald Trump back in office, or people like Donald Trump. But I got to tell you, I'm convinced. Put a fork in him. He's done. They're peeling off one by one because people, you know what? Let me tell you where I think that sometimes it's the simplest thing that is said. The simplest thing that is said. I think the turning point, and there are many of them, but I think the one thing that got a lot of people who really, and I'm not talking about the acolytes. I'm not talking about the dye-in-the-wool, I'll-drink-the-Kool-Aid type Trump supporters. Was when Donald Trump told the Secret Service, let the people who with guns and weapons, let them come in to my space. No, I'm sorry, to our space. The staff, the Secret Service agents, the chauffeurs, the drivers, whoever. When he told them, forget about, let them come in with the weapons. They are not here to hurt me. I think that was the breaking point. Because subconsciously, now listen to me carefully, even you yahoos, I'm not saying you thought this out loud. I'm not saying you even are smart enough to think this. But subconsciously, there was that little feeble, subconsciously, you had to ask the question, then who are they here to hurt? And that selfish son of a bitch, that selfish son of a bitch, he only worried about himself. He said it out loud. They're not here to hurt me. Then, Mr. President, who are they here to shoot? Who are they here to stab with a sharpened flagpole? Who are they here to hurt? And I think subconsciously, that little voice in the back of your brain said, well, this is one selfish person. He's only thinking about himself. They're not here to hurt me. That would be like somebody who would come to the Sirius XM, come here. We're going to storm the door. We're going to come in. Madison, there's a bunch of, can you imagine? Madison, there's a bunch of folk down here with weapons. And they want to get in, and they got weapons. And I say, can you imagine me saying to security, oh, let them in. They're not here to hurt me. Then who are they here to hurt? And by the way, don't you care about those people that they are here to hurt? Like who? How about the Detroit Metropolitan Police? How about the Capitol Hill Police? How about the FBI agents? How about the staff people? How about the janitors? 23 after, 1-866-801-8255. I think that was the breaking point. I really do. And again, the kind of people, not the kind that just called, that these clips you just heard. No, those are the Kool-Aid drinkers. Those are the people who will drink the Kool-Aid. Those are the people who, by the way, and I say this sincerely, take them seriously. Those are the same kind of calls that blew up Dr. King's house, that blew up churches. These are the same kind of calls that killed the babies at the 16th Street Baptist Church. Okay, do you understand that? Those are the same people.
You can listen to yours truly, Madison the Black Eagle, live every Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Urban View Channel 126 or anytime on the Sirius XM app.